7. Rico. Rico hurried away from the comm terminal and into Austin's office. Her office, though she still struggled to think of it that way. There was another terminal inside connected to a secure military channel. She activated it, the interface projecting onto the top of the desk in 3 dimensions. She reached for her inbox, flipping it open. A new message appeared. She knew Hyrie sent it, but his name wasn't on it. There was no name on it, no subject, only a file. She grabbed the file and opened it. She wasn't sure what to expect. Her conversation with General Hyrie had been short and one-sided. She had no idea what the hell was going on. The contents of the file spread out in front of her. A chart, 2 videos, a text document. She imagined they were listed in the order the general wanted her to consume them. She tapped on the map. It expanded in front of her, the projection increasing in size until it filled her whole field of view. Now that it was larger, she could see it was a star chart. Proxima was outlined and labeled in blue. A second planet was outlined in green and marked as Observation Alpha. Rico stared at it.
Ray, what's the distance between Proxima and Observation Alpha? She asked, speaking to the terminal's AI assistant.
8 light years, it replied in a calm, neutral voice.
8?
She studied the chart, rotating it with her hand. Proxima was the axis as it turned, showing her the mapped stars within a 20 light year radius of the planet. There were 7 more of the green worlds marked as Observation, each of them approximately 8 light years distant. A third planet was outlined in red. Earth. Why had General Hyrie sent her a map of explored space? And what were the observation planets?
I don't get it, she said, trying to make sense of the map.
The chart contains an animation, the AI replied. Would you like to play it? Rico sighed, feeling stupid.
Yes, please.
The chart rotated back to its original position. Then, the first green planet, Observation Alpha, pulsed a brighter green for a few seconds, attracting her attention. A moment later, a new mark appeared on the chart close to the observation planet, painted in yellow. A timer appeared to the right of the yellow mark, displaying its velocity and heading as the continuing animation dragged it across the star map. Rico stared at it, heart pounding more fiercely. She shifted her gaze to find Proxima, and then drew an invisible line between the planet and the unidentified object. It was coming right toward them. She swallowed hard, her mouth suddenly dry. The animation ended with the yellow object already past Observation Alpha, the readings suggesting it was moving through the universe at over 100 times the speed of light. How was that even possible? Centurion starships used folded space to travel the 4 light years between Proxima and Earth, and even with that, it took nearly 2 weeks to make the round trip. Real FTL travel like what she was watching couldn't happen. At least that's what human science had taught her to believe. She closed the chart and opened the first video. At first, she thought it was broken because it only displayed a blank black screen. Then a single point of red appeared to the far left of the frame. By the next frame, it was a streak that crossed the entire screen. Then the display went black again. She was going to replay it when she noticed the video wasn't over. It started with the empty display and continued until the red light appeared. Then the recording seemed to slow down, the camera capturing the event at the highest rate it could manage. It allowed her to see what was creating the light, which trailed out from the dark shape in a long line. It gave her a chance to be afraid. She knew it had to be an alien ship before she saw it. Nothing could move that fast naturally. Even so, the sight of the vessel sent a shiver down her spine and raised a chill across her body, and she shook in place as she stared. The video had been edited, the image manipulated to invert the light and pull out the features of the object creating it. It was 4 kilometers long at least, and nearly half as high. It appeared to be made of stone or other hardened non-metallic material.
It was smooth and rounded at the bow and stern, with a center composed of interconnected bulbs that spread out to nearly double the diameter. Smaller streaks of light surrounded it, emitted from transparencies in the outer shell or external lighting along the hull. To Rico, it looked less like a starship and more like a gigantic barnacle-encrusted creature dredged up from the bottom of the sea and launched into space. But it was a starship. Aurelia starship. The Hunger had started their invasion centuries earlier when they had dropped the Trife on the planet to begin their conquest. It appeared they were coming to finish it. The video ended, leaving her staring at the last frame, which was the closest shot the camera got of the starship as it passed. It was amazing to her that they had managed to capture such a clear view of the craft on its way by. It was almost as if Observation Alpha had been placed there for that very purpose. Because it had, hadn't it? Whatever Observation Alpha was, she knew what it wasn't. It wasn't a Centurion installation. The Council hadn't sanctioned it. But General Hyrie knew it existed. He had sent her the file. To the regular civilian, the Trust was a whisper, a shadow organization that barely existed outside of vague conspiracy theories and unreported incidents. Rico had always known the Trust more for the problems they silenced than the problems they solved. A criminal organization that took advantage of the people of Proxima. But this was proof that maybe the Trust was something else. Something much more complex. The Hunger was coming. The Trust was waiting. Rico closed the video. Her heart felt like it would explode from her chest, and she could barely breathe. So many blurry ideas had come into focus in the last few minutes, and Hyrie wasn't done with his big reveal just yet. She tapped on the next video in the file, finding herself looking down on Isaac from a camera mounted in the top corner of what appeared to be a prison cell. She was right. Hyrie had taken him. But why? And why show her this now? Isaac looked to be in good health, if a bit bored. He was lying on the cell's rack, staring up at the ceiling with a resigned expression on his face. At first, Rico thought she was watching a recording. Then she noticed the timestamp. Hyrie had sent her a real-time feed. What was the general up to? Rico watched the feed for a few more seconds. She left it open, pushing it aside to view the text document. It was a simple note. Dome 1, if you're able. That was it. It might have been cryptic to some. She knew exactly what it meant.